League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 26. Today we have artist Royce the Choice with us.
Down here at BLC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Be it Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
That was hard.
Hey, we definitely leaving that shit up.
My bad.
You fuck with that up.
Yeah, that was hard. Yeah.
Like, this guy's not supposed to be talking.
He's talking.
I'm just kidding. What up? Episode 26. Episode 25. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. As much as we enjoy being in those moments.
Hilarious.
You feel me?
Okay, so Royce is here with us.
In the fucking building.
Choice, Royce, you can talk now.
Hey, like, hey. Shit, I was on time out. I got a day, you know?
Is it good?
How y'all doing? Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Aretha Franklin died.
Oh, shit.
So RIP Aretha. Just wanted to say that real quick. And
shout out to the fucking... who was it? Is it Al Sharpton? Who the fuck was on TV and spell respect?
Oh, we gotta put that
oh
clip
my
on.
God.
Time the dog bites back with a book deal. And while we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real... Well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T. And the next time you get a black woman and a beagle confused, remember this. I got
special ass.
Was that Al Sharpton?
Yes, it was.
This nigga said R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
He said, my friend, late Aretha Franklin. R-E-S-P-I-C-T. R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
This who we got leading the rest. This who we got leading the revolution, man.
And didn't, like...
Didn't even flinch. You fucking...
Fuck, I just finished Orange is the New Black on Netflix.
I ain't seen, like, the last two
seasons. This is a pretty good season.
Was it?
Yeah, they're in max security, so...
Oh, they're criminals. They're real criminals now.
Because they had a riot last season.
Right.
You
fuck with Orange is the New Black?
I do. I'm not caught up.
Not
though.
This. Season.
Yeah,
I'm
not caught up.
But I do like it. I like it a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you guys want lumpia, I guess I never talk about lumpia. I'm only gonna talk about it because I have my business cards right here. But myfilipinogramma@gmail.com. You can email me for information.
The lumps is on fire, my nigga.
They're pretty good.
Highly recommended.
They'll be in stores.
And I'm not even saying that because that's my co-host. The Lumps is fire.
The Lumps.
And she got vegetarian, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it is. You ain't got to have no meat in the Lumps, man.
Yes, and there's no broccoli in the veggie ones. Like, okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
Shit. Shout out to the LOB.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The Best Boys Facebook group in the world. We had 3-on-3 tournament. It was cracking. I was giving niggas buckets. I miss hella layups, though, because I'm out of shape.
How you missing layups,
though? I can't jump. I ain't got no athletic ability. My knees hurt. I'm overweight. I'm not used to playing as a 400-pound man.
Stop saying that. I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm a little less, but...
You're big, dog.
And I'm fast as shit, though. That's crazy.
I believe it.
But yeah, shout out to the LOB.
Fuck you, LOB niggas. Anything else that we should bring up? Tea time.
Nigga. Oh, shit.
Tea time. You're supposed to do your tea time, man.
Tea time. See, that's why I need the auto tune.
No. Okay.
I could have really did some.
Simone Biles. I'm saying her name right. Am I saying her name right?
Simone Biles. You sound good to me.
Sweeps every event at national championship. So she dominated in her return to the national championships recently. She made clear that she had lost a step after nearly 2-year break from competition since the 2016 Olympics, taking gold on vault, uneven bars, balance beam, floor exercise, and of course in the all around. And she's becoming the first woman to accomplish this since a sweep in 1994. Do we figure out who that was? Dominique Dawes, which I thought.
Okay, Dom.
Another black gymnast. I was 7 around that time, so I remember that shit. But that whole Olympic, that team was filthy. Yeah. With the win, Biles is set to lead the Team USA into the World Championships in October.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, she was one of the women who spoke out against Larry Nassar.
The doctor that was sexually abusing them, right?
Right.
Damn.
Should we as black people support black athletes like Simone Biles more like we do major sports stars like LeBron, Usain Bolt, or Cam Newton,
of course we should, but as much as I would want to support them, I don't watch gymnastics.
Right.
But when I hear about it, and, you know, it's brought to my attention, oh, yeah, I fuck with that for sure. And I just been looked her up. I didn't even know what she looked like. But of course we should, yeah. Like,
but what does that mean? Why? Just because she's black? If we don't fuck with that sport.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know.
I can't force myself to sit through
floor. It's like fucking with WNBA. There's hella black bitches, but I'm not fucking with that shit.
You fuck with the WNBA?
My nigga, nobody want to see 360 layups all day.
You want to see dunks, nigga.
Exactly, so.
And not rim grazers, the 2K rim grazer package.
Off the glass.
But gymnastics is filthy, and they don't really compete often. So but it's like, what can we do? Where are we going to go? We're
going
to go and travel to their what? We're not going to go and travel. You know, it's not like there's shit in Seattle or anything that we can really support.
I guarantee you. A gymnastics bra could beat you in an arm wrestling competition.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Them bitches are strong.
Try me with the left. I use it often.
Oh, my goodness. So, Nicki Minaj, those shots at Travis Scott. Minaj awarding the Ho Nigga of the Week award to Travis Scott. As you recall, Scott's Astroworld held onto the top spot on the Billboard 200 the week of Minaj's Queen debut. Her album's called Queen? Is that what that is? Minaj has criticized Scott's album promotion methods, and called for a reevaluation of how album numbers are tallied. Excuse me. So her shit got 185,000 album units in the opening week sold, but he had like 200,000 units. So she was like, oh, it's Kylie Jenner and her social media and her clothing is what helps sell. So she's hella brittle. And she also blames Spotify for not marketing her like they did Drake.
So she mad.
She's mad. I don't really give a shit about that. And I fuck with Nicki, so. Can you turn?
I ain't heard the album. I don't really listen to a lot of people's albums. As I should, honestly. I should really listen to people's music.
You think it's because, like, the so many now?
That probably plays a part. And if I listen to something and I like it, I'm really gonna fuck with it for hella long.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, like, break away from it.
Right. I love repeating a song over and over.
Yeah, if
and
I can
over
repeat
again,
a song over.
Shit.
Oh, it's.
People are annoyed by me. I don't care. I listen to songs fucking.
My aunt used to buy an album. She used to go buy an album, put it in the CD player, and immediately turn it to the most commercial song that was played out. Immediately turn it to that song. I'm like, damn, can we slap the album?
Right.
You feel me? She's straight to number 7. Damn, we didn't.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't listened to the album yet. Either one of theirs. So.
She's hating on that, man. Why would you hate on the way he's marketing his? You're supposed to have witty marketing.
Right,
shit.
That's what that shit's
and if
about.
If he can use his bride to get on, nigga.
Oh, well.
Shit. The fuck?
I mean, the thing is, like, DJ Khaled, didn't DJ Khaled fake propose to her to promote his album?
There's
before?
All types of.
Nikki?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like the same shit.
There's all types of.
It's entertainment, man. Yeah. I don't get it. Why are we taking this serious?
And it's not like the albums aren't getting sold.
Right.
People don't be happy with what they got. That's the problem with a nigga like Wale. Like, niggas really fuck with Wale, but he always talk about how niggas don't fuck with him. Like, nigga, we fuck with you, nigga. God damn, what more do you want, nigga? Fuck.
Can't be complaining about that shit. It's annoying. Her nipples were showing in her shirt, I guess. And Butler commented, well, damn, in caps lock.
Right.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah.
It's real.
So, Dwayne Wade's like, put well, damn, in caps on my wife's photo again, and you're going to see what the good, bad, and the ugly is like, right? And I guess he quickly backed off. Butler was like, well, that escalated quickly, and point noted, right?
Right.
However, he made sure to clarify that he was still planning on attending an unspecified barbecue, presumably involving either Wade and or Union.
Right.
So, the question here is, was she out of pocket for posting the picture with her nipples showing? Or Butler being Wade's ex-teammate, was he out of pocket for leaving a comment? So, obviously, the husband, I'm going to say, didn't give a fuck about the picture. I'm sure there were thousands of inappropriate comments on that picture.
Right.
It's just, this nigga, you're the homie, you know, like...
Right.
That's why it's out of pocket, not the fucking picture gives a fuck. I'm sure we've seen her nipples and plenty of shit.
Right.
At this point. So, no. I don't think the picture's so much of a problem.
Jimmy could have kept that to
because
herself.
Because even Dwayne Wade, like, commented on it. He was like, you know, all mine, hard eyes, and shit, too. Right. But it was only this comment that was, come on, that's your ex-teammate. I don't know.
At the same time, they say the NBA is a brotherhood anyway. Like, whether you're on the same
team
or not.
And see, you know that's what I'm saying.
So,
regardless.
Yeah, he could have kept that to himself.
Right, just send it to the homies or something. Share it. No,
hit the like. Ain't nothing wrong with a double tap.
They both went to Marquette, too, right?
Ooh.
Ooh, damn. Did they go together, though?
Mm-mm.
No, I was about to say. They're a hella different age, right?
It's like, my man.
They got it. So, they got a school. They got a
school. Jimmy was trying to shoot his shot.
Yeah, well, damn.
Well, damn. I mean, but she was looking good, though.
Yeah, it was a really nice picture.
So.
And
nigga, D-Way, before you was married to her.
Anyway.
She was the obsession of a lot of niggas, so. Just,
but that's why he's not tripping off the picture or
right.
the other comments.
Right,
it's
right.
just this particular comment. He didn't go beefing with every nigga on the post.
Right. You're right.
I got you talking about my wife. Like, yeah, I am.
He made it known though with the all mine.
The thing is about Butler's comments versus a random stranger is that his has to be intentional.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What could you even say you meant besides some
right.
disrespectful
what you're saying.
Shit?
And you know me.
Right. Yeah.
And so, you have access.
To
a random
bitch,
nigga
really.
Don't got access to
you
the bride.
Really yeah. beat. You can know, see right. the bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now if you see Gabrielle Union and Jimmy Butler anywhere... In the same vicinity, bro.
What are you going to be thinking?
Bro, come on.
They're going to catch it. It's going to be a meme. They're
going
to catch it.
I think there was already a rumor going around that she was on the slide, but...
Shut up. Really?
I don't know.
Look at me. That's how rumors get started. That's how rumors get started, and that's tea time.
Rumor about a rumor.
Right. So, sleeper song. It always says Mac the Nelly, just so you know, never switch that.
So we're gonna go Nelly first.
Okay, so my sleeper song is called Maneuvering by Aston Matthews.
Wait, hey, am I not? I'm doing good though, right?
Oh,
yep,
yeah.
No, go ahead then. It's music
Dang,
time.
Mom.
It's music time.
ice on the court. I got some niggas using benzocaine to stretch out the court. My name ring bells from west side boys and north side of the beach. Them hoes aiming in at your noggin with the sand at your feet. Boy, don't be stupid, don't be foolish, drop a pin and we at you. Then your block of bandos in the court, the loonies gon' crash you. Fuck how you feel, boy, you ain't never where it's real. Had to end up in the field before my baby miss a meal.
That nigga is from like Cali or some shit. I don't know. Who you got, Matt? You got somebody that sent something in, huh? But yeah, they're not from Seattle.
Sent something in, but yeah, he's not from Seattle. He's from Louisiana.
Oh wow! Shout out to everyone sending their music in. Send your music into MacAnellyPodcast@gmail.com.
His name is Jawan. He got a song called National Treasure. Just play it from the top. You play it from like the beginning.
I know you niggas with four. That shit just sound good in the rap. I know you niggas some hoes. They gon' keep lying and y'all gon' keep playing and until the truth get exposed. Y'all just fakes them cause the real niggas saw all of that shit from the go. Ask about me in my hood. They'll tell you they don't know. Oh, the nigga that can rap. Yeah, he pull up the smoke. Studio by the trap. Cousin house up the road. See you out and give you doubt. But he always rollin' solo. No, don't ask me about the strap. What are you, the po-pos? All these questions, I don't know those. All I know is he mean what he say when he hop on the mic and it's so glow. Let me run it like Joe Flo. You can stop me if I'm lying though. I probably go on forever. I can go on forever, yeah. Bitch bad, I need better. No carpet, need leather, yeah. More rocks in these bezels. Gotta keep my shit together. Money ain't everything, but we all kings and queens. Just remember, you special. Don't let them tell you nothing less. Cause I know can't nobody tell me we ain't on. And I dare bitch to try to come and tell me I'm lying. Hey, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. My foot on their neck, yeah. My foot on their neck. A national treasure. I stand up in their chest, yeah. My foot on their neck, my foot on their neck, yeah. A national treasure. I stand up in their chest. This. Scrape, scrape, bitch. Scrape, scrape. Try to tell me I'm lying.
I like that. Man, for a second, he reminded me of somebody, but I can't think of what it was. Who passed me this? You didn't?
I passed you. One of them, yeah. But yeah, that's.
I can't think of who he's sounding like for a second. That's going to bother me. Okay, that was good.
I fuck with that.
I like that.
His name is Jawan.
Jawan.
National Treasure.
All right.
Shout out, bro. Thank you for sending that, my nigga.
Fuck. My nigga.
Fly to Seattle and do an episode or some shit. We ain't paying for it though. You gotta.
He's really from Louisiana, or does he live here? And he's from. Louisiana.
If you live here, hit me up.
If you live here, then you should be local music.
You're a sleeper today, my nigga. Congrats. Prime position.
Okay. Well, today is guest time. We got Choice Royce. The Choice with us.
Choice Royce, the Choice.
What's up? Thank you guys for having me.
How you doing?
So good.
How often are you here?
I try to be here as often as I can.
Okay. Like,
I was here the whole summer. Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I enjoy myself too.
No place like home.
What?
Especially in the summer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like nowhere in America for sure.
Let's talk about the smoke real quick though. So I seen a funny post on Facebook and someone was like, we're all air specialists now.
Nigga, the air gotta reciprocate with the earth, nigga. And you feel
it's
me?
Unhealthy.
Yeah.
What's been up, my nigga? First of all, yeah, what's been going on with you, man? How you been doing, man? How you living?
Just like motivated, bro. Like, it was like a tumultuous year last year for me. Like, just way up and down, you know. It's been the first like steady year I had in a couple years, so I've been solid. I've been motivated.
That's good. Yeah. I feel you. I've been having a couple of them years.
Yeah. Don't try to have too many.
Yeah, that's too. That's one too many.
Yeah.
So. Okay. We're going to go. I asked you earlier if you were Royce the Choice still or Choice because, I don't know, someone thought that you were just going by Choice.
Yeah. So, like, that's a good question, too, because I know that's confusing as fuck, but, like, I never really stopped Royce the Choice, you know, like, when I went out of town, like, I just wanted a way to, like, rebrand and, like, you know, just kind of give myself, like, a new appeal, you know? But, like, I never left Royce the Choice behind.
I was going to say, because I've always known you as Royce the Choice. Yeah.
Everybody, and especially here, everybody that see me going to say Royce.
Yeah.
You know, so it just felt weird. So.
Yeah. It makes sense. It's easier to say, too, for a lot of people in the world. Oh, Choice?
Yeah. It was good branding.
At least you know if somebody call you Royce the Choice. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's from a certain time, for sure.
Yeah, you know.
For sure. It's
good. What part of Seattle did you grow up from? In?
Sorry. Really, like, if I had to give a majority, it would be the South. But, like, I live everywhere in the CD. Like, I live everywhere in the West. So, you know, I don't know. I don't really identify with that shit. Like, it's too small for me.
Right.
I knew everybody all my whole life growing up. So it's like trying to departmentalize niggas in size is just, you know, I respect it, but I just never followed that.
I fuck with that nigga. That's some real shit. That's probably some of the most realest shit I've heard, bro. For real, honestly. That you put that well, I wouldn't have been able to put that. I've been trying to tell niggas that for the longest. Like, nigga, Seattle, my nigga. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, just I spent my whole adulthood in L.A., you know what I mean? So trying to, you know, explain to them what's what. It's all
right.
Seattle. They think Tacoma's Seattle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just so small.
So you don't have any issues, like, with working with anyone from other sides of the city or anything like that?
Hell nah. Yeah. If they weak, yeah. If you hard, I'll work with anybody from here. Ask them. I'll work with anybody from here.
Is there anybody that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
From here?
Yeah.
Let me think. I got poured out the rag. I like that kid, Travis Thompson.
Uh-huh.
Kid from Ambon, y'all heard of him?
Yeah,
I like him.
He like sounds like Davey.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's that Chance the Rapper sound, you know what I'm saying?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Anyway, like, but
Travis Thompson, I'm gonna check him out.
I work with pretty much everybody else that
you've wanted to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's BCNF?
Oh, it's By Choice Not Force. It's my label. It's my brand, you know. It's just a play on choice.
Right.
And just how I move has always been, like, not extra, not, you know, doing too much. Just, like, you know.
By choice.
Not force.
Right. Okay, cool. I like that.
So as of now, are you fully independent with it, or
this is weird, Mac talking to me like this, you know?
Yeah, we know.
I know him for my whole life.
I was gonna ask. You guys seem like you guys know each other.
You know, this is my guy. You know,
Miss Mills class.
TG, you already know, but right. I like this fool. Yeah. I know
elementary
this fool.
Shit.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah. No, this was mandatory though. I was gonna do this anyway. Like, I play next door.
I know, Mike. We always see you. Got it.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna get it done.
Yeah,
we're gonna
do it.
We're gonna put it together. A whole year later.
Mm-hmm. By
it's
choice.
All right, though. By choice.
Facts.
So he didn't answer his question because he was weird for him to be talking to you like that.
At this moment, are you fully independent right now at this moment?
Yeah. Like, no label, no. you know, everything, all my alliances are still the same. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, freedom.
Is so how'd you meet meet up with DJ Mustard? And how did the whole 10 Summer situation come up?
I met Mustard probably like 10 years ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 08. And, you know, we just used to kick it a lot. I mean, before even having a real plan, you know what I'm saying? He had more direction than me, of course. But he always been cool with me, like always. And he always said the same thing. If I see you, it's good. So, you know, he's a man of his word. 10 Summers came like probably 2015. And like that was his vision, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I just moved down to LA, and you know, it made sense for me. But that was his situation, you know, that was his vision. He already had the name, he already had the idea,
right?
You know,
so you were really one of the first local artists to get a major look with that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're overlooked as one of the best artists, rappers from Seattle? I mean.
Man, like, this might sound, like, crazy, but, like, I don't give a fuck about that type of shit.
Right.
I can't even explain it to you. Like, I only really care about getting to the top and, like, bringing the right people with me. Like, I don't know what people have time for. I don't even think like, you know?
Right.
I mean,
now I'm thinking like that.
Now, rap is definitely competitive. So, you know, I would be lying if I said like, but as far as me thinking like, who's the best Seattle, bro, I don't care about
none of
that
shit. Yeah.
Hell no. and it is in Seattle because I think we have very talented people.
Right.
I just think your energy should be put in a different area of the, you know, of the talent in order for it to get the notoriety you want. Like, that's not going to do nothing for you.
Right.
There's a lot of niggas that's the best rapper in Seattle that the world never heard.
Right. You know. You got work. Yeah. So how old were you when you knew that you wanted to do this?
Nigga, how old were you when you started rapping, nigga? Because I never knew you was rapping.
Whole thing, like, you guys know Kim Boner?
Yeah.
Like, me and this nigga had a rap group, like, in 1996, I swear to God, bro. Like, doing shows at John Muir, I swear, had a manager.
What?
All type of weird shit, but the pure pressure of, like, all my friends being athletes and shit like that probably, like, made me take longer, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or, like, made me find it longer because I had no confidence in this, you
right.
know? Mm-hmm. And picture me, I'm trying to be a fucking football player or some shit like that, you know? It's like, and that's the type of pressure that blacks, you know, get put on them at an early age.
Sports.
Yes, just
you're gonna do
whatever they family think is success, you right. know what I'm saying, right. without allowing them to discover it, you know? So that was, like, one of the biggest things for me is, like, damn, when I seen the reaction I got out of this, even being from another place, you know, I was like, I should have been doing this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you?
So how old were you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn. See, that's why you gotta have a female in the room. I'm telling you.
So you gonna remember.
Detail.
Yeah, I was. So you gonna remember.
I was like 20.
20.
Probably, yeah. When I knew, like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do with my life.
And how has your music progressed? Because you had your debut mixtape was.
Whoa. Choosing Season 1. That was like 2010. Something crazy.
Yep.
I wasn't even good back then. I don't know what people was hearing. You know?
That's crazy how you
rap.
That's crazy how you could think of that about yourself because your own standard. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be like, that shit's dope. You be like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And I wouldn't know that if I didn't have Evolution. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So it's like, I got to call it.
So were you weak or are you just better now?
I just wasn't seasoned.
Right.
And, you know, I had that Seattle complex just thinking that I knew. This is a thing, like, for everybody listening. Like, if you don't know something, like, say you don't know it.
Right.
Don't act like you know it. It's like Ish from Diggable Planets. He told me this shit like back in 2012. He said, why would somebody act like they know something they don't know? They don't really want to know? Like, you never really want to know?
Right.
You want to make, you rather make people believe you know more than actually
knowing,
discovering the information. You know what I'm saying? Like, at your pace.
Right.
So, that was a major problem, which I see out here a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how many projects do you have in total? Do you have total?
Six.
Yeah. And your last one was?
GAME.
And
Getting
came
After
out.
Money Every Day. It came out January 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it didn't do as much numbers as my last two did, but it just felt better to me to release what I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Exactly how I wanted it to. So sometimes that's the price you got to pay.
Right.
You
know? I feel that. What do you feel like as an artist are your biggest strengths?
I was just about to ask you. I love this question.
Like, what do you feel like as an artist? Just point blank. What do you feel like you could do better at as an artist?
Promoting myself, bro. Like, a lot of times you just get, like, two people tell you you're good, and then you think, you know, you heard it. You heard all you needed to hear. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like so many different people that like so many different things that it's hard to differentiate whose opinion matters, but I definitely think that constructive criticism is necessary. As far as my strengths, though, it's always been promo. Like, I don't know how to do that shit in an organic way. Like, I take more pride in being the person that I am than the rapper, realistically. So, you know, it's just getting, like I promoted a party. I put a flyer out for 12 days, and, like, I was so stunned that 600 people showed up. I was just, because it's like, damn, this is... Like, all I need to do is make them aware. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
if you're not doing the bare minimum
for yourself, then you can't expect the results. Because people support everywhere.
100. Spit your first rap.
Do you remember your first rap?
It started with my name, spelling my name. My cousin Primo wrote it too.
Spit it, bro.
Okay, he said my cousin wrote it.
I can't think of the whole thing, but I know for sure it starts spelling my name like Fabulous. Way before Fabulous, it was like.
So who were your influences then? You started at 20, so you had to listen to quite a bit of music. So who influenced you most when you first started out?
Honestly, all the free people. Like, once I started getting, like, you know, once I started being around L.A., I started, you know, realizing how much real people in the industry, like, they had to suffer a certain amount, you know. The music that I loved and connected with, you know, getting a story. So it just started becoming... I didn't know nothing but Tupac, bro, like, for a long-ass time.
Right.
Like, everybody from the West. Like, I missed out on all the filthy East Coast niggas, I swear. I got on Nas. Like, the only one I knew for sure was Biggie. He was just way too crazy. But Jay-Z, like, all them niggas, like, anybody Pac this, I didn't listen to until late 90s, 2000. So I missed out on a lot of the... So I like around that age is when I started to discover, you know, other elements of rap, and it helped me too as well.
Do you feel like? I feel like.
Me and you definitely fucked up my phone because I was gonna ask something and you kind of went in there.
What's am I going to ask?
It doesn't matter now because you already asked your question and I messed it up.
Well, ask the one you wanted to ask. My bad.
I'm gonna fuck with you.
What made you throw a party?
That's a dope ass question.
I was gonna ask that when he said that. That's the one. Cause he was like, if you promote a party, 600 people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I started this.
It would've flowed hella good.
It's okay.
Hey, you guys got intellect. He could make magic.
No, I know, but it's just funny in those ways.
We like those funny little moments where I fuck shit up. Wreck-It Mac.
Oh, Mac.
Oh, Mac.
I adore you. Okay, back to Royce. Yeah. It's a guest segment. It's not about you right now.
I like the dialogue.
So what made you throw the party?
I've been here, and I've been supporting everybody that I could going out. Mm-hmm. I felt like I knew what was missing, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to give everybody that I knew that.
I didn't realize that Love City Love had the downstairs. Is that what it is?
And upstairs.
Yeah, so I've only been upstairs. So I was like, dang, that's kind of small. And then I was like, oh, there's downstairs.
There's three floors.
Oh, yeah, actually, no, I know all that. I feel like I've only been on the main
one. Oh, it's amazing, especially, you know, for that intimate feeling. Like, the club sometimes is just played out.
It is.
Especially when you know everybody in it, it's like...
Right.
We're all acting for no reason. We're going to go smoke in somebody's car after this.
It's so, like, different
right
shit.
On the street,
I wanted somewhere where you could smoke. You could pop your bottles right where you at. You know, it was dope like that. There was
you can
every
smoke
hood
in there?
Was in there. Yeah. Well, they kept telling me, but I'm like, bro,
we're getting money, bro. Chill out.
And now let me cater to my people for one night.
Yeah, we're getting money, bro. Just...
I don't get why you can't smoke at places.
Because
why can't you go
legally,
to the bar?
Legally, alcohol
bar?
And weed isn't supposed to mix in a public venue.
You should be able to go to the bar and order that shit. At the club.
Tell that to every other lit place I done been.
Baby, get it proper.
We need to break some rules around here.
If niggas get smoked weed in the club, I think niggas would get shot less. Niggas would just be too high.
There wasn't even, like, no, like, I don't even know how to explain
it. When
are
you
going to
throw the next party?
I want to throw something for Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. No, because I've been thinking about it, but it's like, that's not my field. I just wanted something.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah.
Especially if you know people come out.
Throw some more things.
Will your ass come out?
My ass Halloween, I will.
All right.
Yeah. Thank
you,
my ass.
You coming back?
So,
I'm going to come as. All right.
We can come as Mac and Ellie.
I'm going to come as.
I can be Mac
funny.
And you can be Nelly.
I'll tell you what I'm going to come as before the episode's over. It's
okay.
Going to be funny.
Hulk.
The green would look terrible on me.
Yeah, right. Are you going to come to our event on Saturday? By the time this comes out, it's going to be way later.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll be there. Shit.
But our event should be exciting. Is that Contour?
Oh, yeah.
And Contour's cool, too. It's small,
cool
but
and...
it's cool because it is small. Yeah. You know, it gives that more. So, it's going to be
drunk.
Cool.
I don't drink, but I'm gonna drink that night.
I'm gonna say some nice to you.
I love when you say nice things.
I might cry. So, we'll see.
Oh, shit. Nigga, we did it, nigga.
We'll see how drunk I get. So, what's next for you before we start playing games? What's next?
Okay.
What you got going on?
Music. Of course.
Videos, album.
Videos, yeah.
What?
I got a tape coming out, Aesthetics. And I'm going to drop it sometime in September.
Next month. Mm-hmm. Nice. You're going to have to give us a exclusive.
I got that. And you guys got that. For sure.
Can you, next time you go to the studio.
Which is what, next door?
Record.
I know.
A song for our tape. Just whatever
like
you
what?
Feel like. Just record something.
Just think about
just pour some dope shit. No. Exclusively for our tape, though.
Look, he trying to get me on the mic to make sure this is a, like, non-contractual
right,
agreement.
Exactly.
But you're going to have to bring your ass to the studio.
Okay.
Right.
I ain't got a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I don't got a problem.
I mean, so we're just next door.
I know.
You could have been knocked and been like, oh, yeah.
We need a song. Exactly. He be acting.
Mm-hmm. I just be letting niggas be. You know, I'll be all up in that nigga's bubble. I mean, that's my nigga, though.
Mm-hmm. And shout out your social media real quick.
Oh, Always By Choice on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
Facebook, just...
Don't look for me.
Yeah, don't
you should be.
I got a whole different name. Don't, bro, you should please don't tag me in no pictures. From 2002, please.
Yeah, none of that shit.
You should make, like, school instructional videos for, like, sexual conduct. Called Always By Choice.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, you would make
it. That went crazy.
Well, you should do a little rap. Like, for kids.
No.
My nigga, that shit worldwide
type
shit.
Is going crazy maybe, like that?
Yeah.
I gotta let these little niggas know.
Inappropriate attention and rape and...
For schools, for businesses, my nigga, all of them. They be doing that
in the
White House, nigga, shit. They need to see the video, too.
Hell yeah. That'd be funny.
That's funny.
That's lit.
That moo cow bitch. Bitch, I'm a cow bitch.
Bro, she's filthy. Did you see the Genius breakdown?
No, I
bro,
can't watch
go
it.
Watch the Genius video. She broke down the bars and she's really going in.
Gassing.
Low key though, the way she was putting this shit, I was like,
show. What is she doing?
I was like, okay.
But did you see the? No, I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Fuck with it.
Games, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's on your mind? First thing that comes to your mind. 1 to 2 word response only. Okay. When you hear this word.
Okay.
High school.
Fun.
Weed.
Good.
Los Angeles.
The devil lives there, psych. I'm just playing.
Fuck.
Big.
No.
No.
You can't take that.
Sorry. I broke the rules already.
No.
Sonics.
Miss them.
Liars.
Hate them.
Mornings.
Hard-ons.
Condom broke.
So what?
Shit.
Ex-girlfriends.
Sweet.
Loyalty.
Everything.
Peace of mind.
Everything.
For real. Loaning out money.
You're not going to get it back.
Fuck.
Education.
Important.
Seattle.
Home.
Okay. This or that. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
No limit or cash money.
Oh. That's deadly. Oh, my God. You're asking me to put
that's
Master
crucial.
P against Juvenile.
Right.
I'm going to go cash money because I still fuck with him.
Juvie.
Love Juvie.
Me too. Backwoods or Swishers?
Swishers. I don't even understand it. It's cool for one, but I'm not trying to go to sleep every time I'm
nigga, Backwoods put you in a coma, my
it's
nigga.
You see me? I don't be saying no to the blunt. If I say no to the blunt, it's because it's harsh. Too much.
Okay. A Denzel Washington movie or a Will Smith movie?
Denzel. He made Mo' Better Blues.
All right. Ezels or Phillies?
Ezels.
I'm sorry.
I mean, previous, when Ezel had it, though.
Oh, my God! Nigga! That was a fucking high-definition bite, my nigga. God damn. You make that shit sound delicious, nigga. I want one. The same exact one in your hand. I want it right now. Oh, my God.
This is a nectarine, y'all. It's really good. Eat your fruit. LeBron or KD? Shut up, man. LeBron or KD?
Oh, my God. Why would somebody say that? Oh, you don't understand how much I fuck with both of them. It's just like, I don't even understand. That's why that gotta be a question.
What?
No, I can't answer that. Because I love LeBron too much to put somebody, you know, but it's like KD reps Seattle before.
You still do.
I gotta ask her what side she's on.
Oh, that was easy. That'd be easy before it even came out. LeBron. Hope you know.
Yeah, I can't go against LeBron, but damn.
You don't even need to continue.
LeBron. Thank you. Now, other choices, care. LeBron.
Next question. Doesn't matter.
What are we doing here, LeBron?
Oh, shit. Air Maxes or Jordans?
Air Max.
Hot or cold temperature? I'm guessing weather.
Because it didn't say cool. It said cold.
Right.
Hot.
Hot.
Because I assume that'll be the only problem that I have.
Jamie Foxx show or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh my God. Why y'all asking these? Jamie Foxx.
Shit.
Drive or ride along?
Ride along. I hate driving. I think too much.
Okay, I thought these were movies.
Oh, drive or ride along?
I thought they were movies.
Or are they? They're not movies? You're saying drive or ride along? Okay.
What movie is Drive?
I don't know. But that's what I was going to say.
There's a movie called Drive, but ain't no niggas in it. But ride along, guys. Ice Cube, Kevin Hart.
I've never seen either one of them. I was like, oh, okay.
But I thought they were movies, too.
Good.
I was hoping they wasn't.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I was not thinking that, but that makes sense. Okay. Her place or your place?
My place is always cleaner.
Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu?
Erykah Badu.
90s rap or... No, 90s R&B or 80s rap?
90s R&B? What the... I don't listen to 80s rap. Niggas sound like wrestlers.
Did not kick it. Let's get ready. You already know that I come through spitting. What? Hitting that bar.
No, I respect them like KRS-One, all them, like Big Daddy Kane, like all of them, of course.
I get funky.
But I'm not.
I get funky.
You can catch me on the beat. I get funky. Yes. Funky.
You fuck with that over 90s R&B?
Fuck, man.
I was about to say.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Much respect to the great.
No.
It's your favorite. Yeah. Y'all want to be real disrespectful and then say much respect. Okay, your favorite black actress. Your favorite black actress.
When you think about this, I watch a lot of movies. I don't want to be corny, like. Nothing was fucking with Halle Berry in the early 90s.
Right, nothing.
Like, I mean, it's not even close. Charisma, everything. In the 90s, Angela Bassett.
Okay. Yeah. Your favorite meal when you're high after 2 a.m.?
Meal?
Or snack, whatever.
Okay. I wouldn't be mad if there was, like, some cheesecake that's not all the way warm on the side of the bed when I wake up.
Just the slightest of cold.
Just a little cold. Maybe it was frozen when I took it out, so it's just at the right temperature when I wake up.
Nigga, wake up and be like, oh shit.
This perfectly chilled cheesecake. Yeah.
Thank you.
I wouldn't be mad.
The cream side. I didn't notice we had no music this whole time.
I was waiting for it. What's your TV show on Netflix? Favorite TV show on Netflix? I guess I could put it in a paper. Where are they?
Uh-oh. Favorite TV show on Netflix? Pablo. Oh, no.
Narcos?
No. Sorry. Nope. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. It's my dad's favorite show.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He was cold.
What? Walter
Your White. Favorite drink at the bar?
Whiskey and ginger beer. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. I'm exotic.
Excuse me. Sorry.
I'm exotic.
Right. I don't know what those are.
A good day, sir.
Whiskey. No, fuck whiskey.
What's it called? Yeah, there you go. I knew it was something.
Like, he don't even know the name.
I can't fuck with whiskey. Whiskey turned me into a Care Bear. Nigga, I love you, Nico.
Oh, shut up. Your favorite song to sing in the shower?
Let me think.
Oh, whatever got hella high notes.
Cause I got like a playlist. It had to be an SWV song.
Like Week or something?
I listen to them the most.
It's hella funny. Your Anything. Favorite line when you slide in somebody's DM?
Hold on, because I...
Safe.
I think my DM sliding is like...
Limited?
I don't think I ever had a DM slide.
You never slid in a DM?
Not intentionally. If I slid in your DM, it was strictly to acknowledge whatever your picture said. I don't even want to know you until I see you.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not thinking of something tricky like that. What's your favorite high school memory?
The first day of school. I went to Rainier Beach, by the way. First day of school. The security guard got knocked out by a student.
Damn. Freshman year?
Freshman year.
The very first day
Welcome
of school.
Welcome to Rainier Beach.
September 2001. And from that point on, I was ready for anything. Right. I knew anything could happen.
Was it Smitty?
No. Hell no.
Anything's possible. You know,
Smitty ain't going out like that.
So your class of 05?
05, yeah. Special class, too. Shout out to everybody, all my classmates there.
Yeah,
amazing.
Class of 05. Yeah. Beach was a...
Yeah, Garfield, too. Yeah. Garfield, too. Amazing.
I'm 04, so...
Oh, you don't know nothing about that?
Your favorite family member?
My grandma.
Karaoke version or something.
This definitely ain't them.
Karaoke version.
Yeah.
With the chorus on.
This nigga is disrespectful.
You said who?
I feel you know. I would be singing this along if I wasn't doing an interview.
Who is this? I mean, who, sorry. Who did you say your favorite family member was?
It's my grandma.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Your favorite my time of the day? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just want to shout her out if I'm saying her
Go
name.
Ahead.
If this was live, she would have already caught up here.
Right.
She's from the Bronx, and she's just, like, raw. You know what I mean? Like,
shout
I
out
love
you.
Her. My dad, too. It's like them in Thai, but my dad's my best friend, so he already got a good title.
Right. So she could be your favorite.
Yeah, she could be my favorite.
So your favorite time of the day?
The morning. Like, crack a like 5:30 when nobody can call my phone unless you're on the East Coast. Like just by my I could do whatever I want to do, you know, to get me in a mindset to take on the day.
Right.
But if I start late, it's like playing catch up for me.
So you wake up at 5:00 every day?
Yeah, like 5:30.
Nice.
Yeah. If I was drinking, it's probably 6. But still, if other people's drinking, they ain't calling at 6.
Right.
So I got some grace for you. Yeah.
I wish my phone. When my phone goes off that early, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. I'll be pissed. I wake up for 5 for work. So
I'll be having Snapchat notifications. I'm like, bitch, you can't hit me at this hour. I don't care if you're replying to a fucking
anything,
story.
Right?
Just say it later.
Your favorite corner store.
Damn. This is a real Seattle show, by the way, you guys. that's some shit to for ask. Sure. Cause like it could go all the way back to Richlands. I love Speedy Mart. I love Parnell's. It would have to be out of one of those three. Nice. Speedy Mart in the South and like Skyway.
Right.
And Parnell's, you know, by Jenkins.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dino's.
What the fuck?
I used to steal Doritos from Dino's.
Oh, she got
it. Well, Dino's with cigarettes at 11.
I'm thugging on this show.
Okay. You're not from Seattle if you've never...
I would say been to a teasy party, but that make you old as fuck now.
Yeah, right. That's true. Teasy.
You see these old niggas in the back laughing for sure. See, that's what
you
I'm
know
saying.
What the teasy
you went to school
are?
With my brother. You don't know.
I was about to say, yeah, no.
Yeah. You,
Filipino.
Yeah. A Filipino hall.
Yeah, parties used to go down.
Dude, just give TZ a shout out like they watch him come pop up with a show in about two months. He gotta have a party pop
niggas
up.
Niggas know about the TZ party.
For real. You never been to Seattle if...
You're not from Seattle if... You've never...
I'm trying to think, because you know it's... The weird thing about Seattle is like... You know, we're so towny, you know what I mean? Like, we don't really realize there's a life outside of us. And, like, it took me going places to realize everybody do this shit. For real.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, I think the thing that separates a Seattle person is the mindset and just how open we can be. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere else is kind of explained. Mm-hmm. You know how you have to be in New York. You know how you have to be in Atlanta. You know how you have to be in Los Angeles. It's like, this is a place that, you know, even before me or anybody that has success, like the Jimmys, the they were more free than the average artist, and it showed in their music,
right,
which provided a certain influence, you know, that I don't think we do well following in the guidelines of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're at best when we could be open and, you know, look at the richest niggas here, man. You know, we make impossible things happen in the city, so.
It's a good answer, then.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a tough question.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't want to say filthy or nothing.
Filthy?
Yeah. Because that's usually going to be the answer if you're not from Seattle, if
you don't
say filthy.
Filthy.
Yeah.
You haven't had that one yet. That's my favorite word.
Yeah.
Are you all right? You got a Charlie horse? Oh, okay. I was wondering what was wrong with you.
Man, if you don't get up and stretch.
Right, get your ass up. Need a banana? Okay. That was all the questions. Are you freestyle?
I can.
This is a Mackinelli exclusive.
A sucker could come kill you for no reason today. A real one could be using reasonable thinking that day. Look, I ain't in that space, so I just be out the way. Look, you don't know me, I don't know you, nigga, keep it that way. Watch me hit the game like it swung on me first. Watch me run the game, cause I'm an athlete first. Horny for the fame, put his dick in the dirt. I might freestyle this, but I can't do no free verse. Life handed me lemons, I put lime in my juice. $100 bills looking like fives to the crew. I was about to hit, but I got rhyming to do. I said life handed me lemons, I put lime in my juice. You be talking deep, I be nodding, listening. You gon' be consistent or be non-existent. I'ma keep it pippin' with no pot to piss in. She say, yeah, piece of shit, I say be optimistic. If I could get one take, can I take that? Can I gracefully make damn. I don't think I'm a rapper no more, you guys. That was harsh.
Man.
I'm usually a one-take guy.
Just bring your ass back. Yeah. Just knock on the door. Do.
Nah,
hey, run that beat. Oh, shit. This nigga Royce just popped up.
Thank you. We're going to finish the show.
Yeah, you can chill, talk.
Thank you, guys. For real. You guys said some dope-ass questions I wasn't expecting.
Mac Tails. So, my granny, she got a house in the city on John.
Come on, man. Talking to Mike.
It's beautiful. I miss that house. But I don't remember what day it was. It had to be a Sunday, because Sundays always was awkward days for me as a kid. I don't know why. But Sundays was just like the impossible can happen on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I just hadn't been feeling good this day. I don't know. I just woke up with the bubblies. But I didn't have to, like, shit. Like, I went to go sit down to shit, like, 3-4 times, and I didn't have to shit. I was like, whatever, cool. I just got the bubs today. And my granny, if you know any classic CD home, there's a basement in the middle, and there's just 3 floors, basically. Yeah. So I'm in the basement where all the washer and dryer is and shit, tools and shit. And I'm, like, walking up the stairs at this point, and I got a fart, and I'm like, I could let this one go. So as I'm coming up the stairs, I just, you know, let it go. And just hella doodled on myself. I had to be like 10 or 11, bro. I shitted so much off that fart, bro. My stomach felt instantly better. And it was, I think, matter of fact, it had to be late at night, bro, because I remember, like, getting to the bathroom, cleaning myself up, and throwing my drawers in the garbage, bro. No one must know this. So I did the best as I could to hide all the evidence, bro. Oh, God. I shot it on myself. Total blowout.
Damn, I should have went last. I mean, first. I can't go after that. You are so funny.
Mac tails.
You said it instantly made
you. Bro, instantly felt better, bro. Like, relieved.
So stupid.
Oh, shit.
I knew exactly how much boo-boo that was.
I'm mad no one caught you.
No, I was not caught. If I would have been, it would have been cold, because it was a shitty, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop. Peppy. People are hella fucking corny. So, I'm arguing with my son's dad, and he's gonna say something about, like, oh yeah, and that's why. He says, yeah, and that's why you got fired from your job. And you try to act like you quit, right? Mind you, this is like a whole year later, first of all, that I quit my job. I'm like, bitch, I wish I would have quit. I mean, gotten fired, then I would have got fucking unemployment. I was trying to get fired, but right. I worked for the state for 4 years and I'm covered by union. They can't fucking fire me. Like, I'm trying to get fired. Fuck you. But it's just funny to me when people think they have something. First of all, where the fuck did that come from? Obviously, you're talking to someone who thinks they know something about me. So first of all, you're corny right there. And the only time you want to bring it up is when we're in an argument, you know? I hate corny ass motherfuckers. My mic's going out. I hate that corny shit.
Niggas be trying to go for the jugular when they mad at you. Say the most outlandish shit, bro.
It's crazy. It's like, how long have you been holding on to that false information? Right. And then I don't care enough to be like, I don't know who the fuck told you. You know, tell me who told you, because I don't give a fuck. Right. Say whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. I wish I got fired. I'm like, only person that gets fired is your ass. Anyway, people are corny as fuck. That's it. You think they know what the fuck they're talking about? I wish I would have got fired. Fuck you, Pat Long. Anyways... Yes, okay. Local music.
I just said, mind you. This cat, he didn't. I'm gonna play this, but I'm gonna say this. Please stop sending emails with just a link, bro. I do not know who the fuck you are.
We need your name.
I need your name, bro. Introduce yourself. Give us your social medias and shit. I'm gonna play this because the shit sounded good, but nigga.
You don't got a name?
It's just Mar.
Mar. What's his name in the song?
The song's called Everybody Eats Freestyle. Send your fucking information. Send the press kit. Do you niggas got press kits? Niggas still use press kits?
Sounds like they need to.
Faithful and true. Turn me up some. Look.
You played that boy.
These niggas make my eyes twitch. We ain't never beg for shit. You should never be broke once you make that first flip. Shit happened for the best, but the worst ain't making sense. Shit will never be all good when they start raising rent. And your mama all alone, cause your daddy on that shit. All them days on the floor dreaming about getting rich. Picasso couldn't picture this. I'm a fool for this shit. I just walk it like I talk it and I say how it is. This the most I've been stressing. Who the plug for the weapons? I don't know if niggas plotting, but my city getting hectic. Catch me in the stew. Jobs ain't calling back for no interview. I got 10 cousins. I make it out, them 10 coming
but
too.
But on some real shit, I've been on some trying to get a meal shit. Can't even dream the shit, but being broke I cannot deal with. Why the fake niggas wanna always talk that real shit? I know some real niggas living with shit they can't deal with, bitch.
Fuck with that.
That was cool.
His name is Mar.
M-A-R
on SoundCloud. Send your fucking information with your songs, please.
That's just his name, Mar.
My name, Mar. He even say that. I have link email.
Go to it. Figure it out, nigga.
Make it enough.
For real, though.
Okay. This is Harris Alexa Ballin.
Bad shit when you see us, yeah. I'm passionate. I work hard so when it pop, it ain't on accident. Yeah, I'm always on go. Better watch how I go. Don't forget to let you know I be ballin'. I would drop it out, buy a house in New Orleans. Up the ante and I'm sure I'm important. When a Grammy, I be ballin' like I'm Jordan. While you hit it snoring, I be busy scoring. I would drop it out by a house in New Orleans. Off the ante and I'm sure I'm important. With a Grammy, I be ballin' like I'm Jordan. While you hit it snoring, I be busy ballin'. Yeah, I be busy ballin'. Cashing checks like it ain't shit. Loose leaf in it. When we go out, always in the VIP. Hope crew be lit. Running my money up. Watch it all fall from the sky. I ain't picking up. That's just dollars on the line. You know I ain't got the time. I be busy on the move. People wonder how I made it hit. They see me paying dues. I was living check to check. Now I'm whipping something new. Better pay me my respect.
All right. She's from Seattle.
Yes, from Seattle.
I fuck with that.
All right.
I put that one, slap that in the playlist.
Yeah. All right.
I'll be balling.
That's it.
I'm balling.
Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. You guys are great.
Quote of the day, don't be sorry, ho, be careful. All right. Bye, niggas.
Peace, niggas.
For play, I don't do this for fun.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Oh, be careful, Lord. Gee, well, you know what? I'm tired of your presence. Dismissed.
That's me, you guys.
See you later.
You got her trained, nigga.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacanellyY. Yo.
Yeah, I be busy ballin'.
Yo, this choice, you just got done listening to the Macanelli podcast powered by Digital Soapbox Network.
Yeah. See, I can read.
I am as smart as you thought, Mac.
You lead a whole water player. Oh, but you can't make a thing. You dig what I'm saying? I got to keep it nice and breezy around this bitch. Anyway.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.